Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you all a little bit about our report on deficient bridges across the country. We looked at some state-specific numbers, and in Nebraska, there are 2,654 bridges that are classified as structurally deficient. And that's about 17% of all bridges in the state.
Okay. Why are there so many bridges and roads unattended to in Nebraska to make them the fifth most deficient in the state for roads and bridges?
Part of the issue that we see across the country is that these numbers are really underscoring the funding challenges we have at all levels of government. From state DOTs to local governments, they're doing the best that they can, but there simply are not enough resources to really make a meaningful dent and address some of these issues. We also see this at the federal level. Right now, Congress needs to extend the Federal Aid Highway Program and reauthorize funding, which is about half of all highway and bridge spending in the country. So I think what we see is state DOTs and local governments doing the best they can, but again, there's just not enough resources to really address some of these issues. So we make some progress, but then as bridges are taken off the list, new ones fall into this category of structurally deficient.
Now, what can the state do in particular to help increase the funding? I mean, there's some talk about increasing gas taxes in the state. I know some states do the toll booths and stuff. Mm-hmm. Are there some specific things they're looking into to get more funding for the roads?
Certainly, we've seen a number of states, about 10 over the last 2 to 3 years, pass some sort of initiative to increase funding. In many cases, that has been either a gasoline tax or some sort of sales tax on gasoline. So that's one way folks do it. We've also had other states where they've taken toll revenues and used them for their traditional programs. That's a way to increase funding as well. One of the best ways is actually through a more robust federal aid program. A lot of folks don't realize that that federal investment is about half of all highway and bridge construction in the U.S. So for most state programs, that is one way to certainly increase the money coming in that can be used to address some of these bridge conditions as well as some of the major highway work that needs to be done. And a lot of times we do see federal money used for bridge projects because they can be very expensive, they're capital intensive, and they're often multi-year projects and investments.
Now, looking at the list of some of the top states on this list where Nebraska comes in at number five, I'm looking at it, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of Midwestern states on that. Is that more of a trend that it's more of the Midwestern states that are struggling with the funding because if it's a population-type deal, or what would be the reason with all the Midwestern states on there?
I think one of the key issues are the age of bridges, and we certainly see that in Nebraska. The average age of the deficient bridge in Nebraska is 72 years old. So you think about some of the challenges with maintaining that investment in that infrastructure over time. So age is an issue. Also, there are a number of states that are very highly dependent on the federal aid program. You know, that average is that half of the funding is from the federal aid program, but in some states that can get up to 60, 70, 80% of their capital investment. So it does depend on the state in terms of their dependency on the federal aid program and then also their ability to generate revenues. One thing we have seen that for many states as well is that when you have that flat gas tax and it hasn't been increased in a number of years, that means that as prices go up, the money that you're bringing in is buying less and less in terms of actual construction work.
And looking through your press release here, it says that 2,000 fewer structurally deficient structures there's 2,000 less than in 2013.
Right.
Is that the pace you're going at? You're thinking every 2 years there's going to be 2,000 less, so over time you should be able to kind of knock that 61,000 down?
We have been lowering that number over time. Over the last 20 years, we have started to chip away. So there are just fewer bridges, and we lower it by about a half of a percent. So every year, new bridges are built. We're adding new bridges to the inventory, and we're taking bridges off that structurally deficient list as they're repaired, and then we also have some new ones that fall into that category. So overall, very slow progress. The challenge is that as we're dealing with this funding situation in Congress and the uncertainty, as well as some of these static revenues, we're not really doing enough to make enough progress. The other issue is that our transportation investment is really becoming a zero-sum game. We've seen an increase in bridge work and investment in that area, which is a very positive development. However, at the same time, the value of pavement work and highway work has been down about 20% from where we were 5 or 6 years ago. So we're kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul, as it were, in the case right now.
I got you. Okay, I think I got quite a bit there. That was a good interview. I got plenty for a few news stories, at least.
Exactly. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. You gave me some good information. I appreciate you joining me today. And, yeah, I think we should be good to go then.
Good. Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yep. Thank you very much. If you ever have anything else coming up, go ahead and let me know, and I'm sure I can get another interview with you.
Oh, that'd be great. We'll definitely do that.
Okay, awesome. You have a good rest of your weekend, okay?
You too. Take care.
Yep, bye.